I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, wedding season will be here before you know it, so we caught up early with one of the most prolific wedding singers in the nation's capital. We talked to him about how he got started, and he will share some of his secrets to having a great wedding reception. That's in just a few minutes. But first, who'd have believed that the Houdat Nation could bring home the Lombardi Trophy? The New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl by defeating the Indianapolis Colts 31-17. Saints quarterback and MVP Drew Brees made clear just how much the win mattered.
You know, 4 years ago, whoever thought this would be happening? You know, when 85% of a city was underwater, you know, most people not knowing if New Orleans would ever come back or if the organization or the team would ever come back. We just all looked at one another and said, you know, we're going to rebuild together. And this is the culmination of all that belief and that faith.
Sorry, Colts fan, we have to talk about the game and what the victory means for a city still in recovery. So we've called, once again, New Orleans resident and frequent guest on our program, Graylin Banks. Welcome back. Congratulations.
Who dat? Yeah.
So you, I understand you were in Miami. You floated back to town.
Listen, I haven't come down yet. I forgive my voice, but I lost it somewhere in Miami. It was fantastic.
Was it fantastic?
I can't even.
What was the best part?
Begin to describe it. I was with my brother, and we went to the first Saints game in Tulane Stadium with my parents. We were there. I was seven when we went to that game, and he and I were there when the Saints won the Super Bowl in Miami. Oh, you, it's, and then they won like a football team. Now, it wasn't about Katrina. It wasn't about the city. It was about the fact that the New Orleans Saints showed, against all the pundits, all the talking heads, we showed that we are a fantastic world-class championship football team.
Well, you know, the Saints had to rally from a 10-0 deficit. They were down 10 points at the early part of the game. Were you ever worried?
Always. I'm a Saints fan. I'm a Saints fan. If you're not having a heart attack, if your blood pressure is not elevated, the Saints aren't playing like they play. Listen, it's the champions don't roll over. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to get hit. But it's just like New Orleans. We don't bow down. We'll be bloody. We'll be beat up. But we keep our head and we keep fighting because the fight's not over till it's over.
Well, you know, you were on the program Friday speaking with another of our frequent guests, Damond Smart of Elkhart, Indiana. Of course, he's, you know, a Colts fan. And you all were... You're pretty nice, but you were talking a little bit of smack there. Do you have anything to say to Damond now? I mean, some words of condolences, anything nice?
No, not at all, because two champions met. Two champions, that's the whole thing. You don't offer condolences. It was a well-fought battle. And unfortunately for the Colts, they were out-coached, out-quarterbacked, out-played, and Houdat Nation just did what we had to do to show that the champions that we are, Michelle, they don't have to body. They don't need me to offer them condolences. They're the number one team in the AFC. But guess what? Houdat Nation, the New Orleans Saints, the number one team in the world.
I heard. Yeah, I heard about it. So what?
I'm just a little excited.
What does the victory mean for New Orleans? I know a lot of people are reading sort of more into it than just a game. Is that justified, do you think?
Listen, it means so much. On so many levels, it means so much on so many levels. When Drew Brees, who I respect highly because he moved in the city, he lives uptown, you know, a lot of the, you know, and you can live where you want, but to become a New Orleanian, you got to live in New Orleans. And he lives in New Orleans. And when he talked about the recovery and what it means, and when he talked about the fact that the Saints embodied that spirit this year, it was, you know, we're just not going to say no. We're going to finish strong. We're going to keep going until it's done. Don't leave anything on the field. And that's the way the city's been. It's been slow, the recovery, a lot of hurdles, a lot of bumps and bruises, but we're not going to stop. We're going to finish strong.
Well, so this is a great win for you, for Saints fans, for those long-suffering Saints fans, and for the city. But Graylin, on one more note before I let you go, you know, there was an election this weekend.
There was?
In New Orleans, yeah, for the mayor. Did anybody talk about that?
Well, as you know, for the first time in about 32 years, New Orleans will be run by white mayor. Mitch Landrieu won, and his father was the last white mayor. And that's the big thing that everybody was talking about, but he won with a mandate, 66% of the vote. vote. That came from all corners. So as much as folks are going to make about the fact that he's a white mayor, it's still going to be the fact that 66% of the people who voted for him. And we're just going to have to see how it rolls out. It's going to be interesting.
How do you feel about the election?
How do I feel about the election?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a problem. Listen, New Orleans is going to be it's going to be run by politicians no matter how you do it. And you just got to hope at the end of the day that everybody rises. In Mitch's acceptance speech, he talked about not leaving anybody behind. And we're going to see if he's a man of his word. We're going to see if it was campaign rhetoric or if there's going to be some real solid pushes and methods put in place to make sure that happens.
Right. Well, we appreciate you. You certainly left your voice behind in Miami, as you mentioned.
Sorry,
I think you'll be hollering a little bit more before it's all over. So we're going to let you rest up for the next phase of the celebration, which I'm sure is to come. Grayland Banks is a New Orleans resident. He's a lifelong New Orleans Saints fan, as he told us, and he was kind enough to join us just back from Miami in the middle of his Super Bowl celebration. Thanks, Grayland.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.